We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When I was a kid, I used to do this thing that my parents would call the German disc jockey when I was like 10. And I would say hymen a lot because I didn't know what a hymen was, and it would make them
laugh. It does sound very Dutch.
So fucking hard, and I was hymen. Always like, damn, this fucking hit. So I'd always be like, Uben hymen, and they would laugh. And then I got older and I realized why it was funny.
Welcome to The Holy Hour, a podcast about sex, relationships, mental health, and everything in between.
I'm Amelia Sanson.
And I'm Liz Ball.
Follow us on Instagram and TikTok at The Holy Hour. I'm on Instagram and TikTok at Amelia Sanson.
And I'm on Instagram and TikTok at Liz Ball So Hard.
You can also watch us on YouTube or listen ad-free on Patreon at patreon.com/theholyhour.
Check out our merch at theholyhour.com and email us your spicy stories at holyhourpodcast@gmail.com.
Hey.
Hey.
Liz's birthday was this weekend. And now she's older than she was last time we talked. I don't know what else to say about it.
Amelia sent me a picture of me from our photo shoot when we like took the pictures that are like the cover for this podcast, and she said, "It's crazy how different you look from when we took these pictures."
I meant it as a compliment, which
I was like, "Girl, how are you gonna tell me that?"
Of course, like in my mind, I was like, "She's gonna understand this as a compliment because I meant it as a compliment."
Yeah,
but gave you no context.
Well, I knew you were. Because you're not the kind of person to say something mean.
Yeah, that's true.
So that's I was true. Like, she means something else, but how is she going to tell me this the day after my 32nd birthday?
You look so, like, your face just looks, like, so, like, more much angular. Slimmed out. And it wasn't even, like, it didn't need slimming out. But, like, you just, like, look, like,
yeah.
Your cheekbones look more defined. I meant it as a
I think that, well, because I was thinking about it and I was like, I think it's because I wasn't working out the same way that I am now.
That would make sense.
Like, probably a little less, but then also like now I do like powerlifting.
Yeah.
So that's going to be a little different.
Makes a difference.
I don't know.
Dude, powerlifters are fucking huge.
Oh yeah. Did you see my neighbors?
No. Oh yeah. Yes. That was what made me think of it again. Because I have been.
They're both powerlifters.
Bonkers.
And you know what? Those are some great neighbors to have.
Absolutely.
Just some buff ass neighbors.
Couldn't hoit. They could hoit though. They could hoit someone.
Yeah. Yeah.
At Liz's birthday, Frank got to witness me getting chatted up by a gent.
Oh my God. Yeah. Okay. So I'll explain this. So at first, Frank and Mr. Liz were sitting next to each other, and some girls like were trying to flirt with Frank, and Amelia's sitting across the table from Frank, and she doesn't realize that these girls are trying to flirt with him, and also she fucking loves that.
I love when people hit on him.
You're like, it's like, that's my boyfriend.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, he's cute.
So
good taste.
She didn't realize that these girls were trying to flirt with him, and then he was trying to like get out of it. So he like turned to Mr. Liz and he's like, "What do you think about that?" And he's like, "I am not at liberty to speak about this."
There is so much fucking cat fur on this.
Wow, you do have a lot of cat fur on yours.
It's because I left this out.
You're doing some
last
ASMR
time we
right
recorded.
Oh my God. Speaking of ASMR, I've been meaning to tell you this. One of my friends does ASMR now on TikTok. And ooh. So like I've been like watching her lives just to like support and be like, "Hi, like, you're doing great, you know. Now I'm getting a bunch of ASMR videos on my For You page, and like, I get it. Like, I get the hype. At first, like, before, like, when ASMR was really booming, I was like, what is this? It feels inherently sexual, ASMR does.
Interesting.
Like, because, like, it's people, like, talking like this.
And,
like,
oh, that's the kind of ASMR you mean?
Doing, like, a lot
of that. I hate
that
shit.
And, like, like, rubbing the microphone and stuff. And I'm just like, is this supposed to be sexual? Because it feels sexual. But
I don't.
It gives me.
I don't want to hear mouth sounds in my ears.
It gives me tingles. I get it.
I like the ones where they're like cutting stuff. Oh, wait. Did I finish telling you about? Oh, no, I didn't finish talking about.
You're cleaning your mic.
Yeah. Go ahead. A little distracted because there's cat fur on my fotch. But so that exchange happened. And then shortly after, we're sitting like we had two tables and everyone's kind of bouncing around between the tables. And me, Amelia, and Frank were sitting at one table, and Frank is like recapping this experience, and Amelia's like, wait, she's flirting with you? I didn't know that's what that was. And she just seemed like stoked. And then shortly after, this guy next to us, who just looked like a newborn baby Ben Shapiro, he was like 22 years old max, but he definitely looked like 17 and a half. He turns to Amelia and you explain the exchange.
I brought my water bottle. I don't know if we're ever going to show this part of the film, but it says there's a picture of Ted Cruz on it, and it says "This man ate my son" underneath it. But if you don't read it, it looks like I'm just like a Ted Cruz stan, which was my biggest fear. I need to draw like a mustache and horns on him or something.
I love that you brought this big ass water bottle to the bar.
I like to feel like I have hydration options at all time.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's smart.
Thank you. Yeah, I think so too. But he was like, "Do you like Ted Cruz?" And I was like, "Do you like Ted Cruz?" And he was like, "Do you?" And I was like, "Do I look like somebody that would like Ted Cruz?" And he was like, "No." I'm like, "Good, because I don't. But you like Ted Cruz." And he was like, "No."
Republicans don't even like Ted Cruz.
But
okay?
In a way that seemed like it was a yes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then we just started talking about politics. He was like talking about how he's like a moderate, which it's because he's like a man in his mid-20s. So he's a white man in his mid-20s.
Oh my God. Also, so while this exchange is happening, I'm sitting next to Frank and he's like, "Oh my God, it's happening. Oh my God." So he's like, we're all eavesdropping. I'm trying to have a conversation while eavesdropping at the same time. And I just like, I'm not able to. And then continue your conversation recap.
I love this. We have like two different perspectives going on this story. But it was basically just us talking. He was like, "Did you vote for Joe Biden?" And I was like, "Yeah, did you?" He said, "Yeah, but not because I wanted to." And he's like, "Are you a Joe Biden fan?" And I'm like, "Nobody should be a fucking fan of any."
Yeah,
like, that's not how
I'm not a fan of politicians.
No, they're just they're supposed to be shut up and do their job, you know, and speak when they need to. That's all that I could ever hope from.
And they're doing
president.
A little too much of pocketing money from shitty businesses and people.
Yeah.
And not enough representing for the people who elected them. But anyways, regardless. Damn.
Oh, yeah.
They're having this exchange and then
he was
talking about politics.
Yeah. And like who they're going to vote, who he's voting for in 2024. And then Frank jumps in
and he says, like, "I only caught some of this," but he was like, "Yeah, I'm not in my country. Like, you know, I'm not allowed to vote here. But like in my country, everyone's just like burning American flags and shit." And I'm sure he said a few other things.
He's like, "We're all laughing at y'all over here." And like,
and then I turn and I'm like, "What the fuck are you saying right now?" Because it was just like so insane and hilarious. And then Frank starts like cracking up and then you're laughing. And then I was laughing the whole time. And then the kid realizes that Frank's fucking with him.
Yeah, he like goes out to like fist bump Frank and Frank was like, "Oh, sure. Yep." But like he said, "I can't vote. I don't have citizenship," with so much like... He said it so genuinely that I was like, for a sec, I was like,
"Wait, can he vote?"
Like, hang on. And I was on shrooms, like a little bit of shrooms. So
everyone was on shrooms at my birthday, by the way.
One of the drink options was Weird Barbie for her Barbie themed birthday, and it was just drugs.
The Ken was a Montucky and a shot of whiskey, because the beer can has a horse on it. That was Mr. Liz's idea.
Brilliant.
He's brilliant. Genius. Weird Barbie was mushrooms because we found while Mr. Liz was unpacking some old boxes, he was like, look at all these fucking mushrooms. We're like, really, we're whipping these out for the birthday.
Yeah. No, and so, they were a hit.
Yeah, everyone was like, pupils are the size of saucers. And I'm like, did you take mushrooms? And everyone's like, yes. I'm like, are you having a good time? Yes.
I had such a different high than everyone. I was like, I think just the amount that I took and like the fact that I'm on SSRIs, I just like wanted to be in a spa so bad. I was just like, oh, I kept explaining to everyone.
Where we were was not like a spa.
It was not a spa. But I kept explaining that to everyone, like the exact scenario I wanted to be in. Like, I was like, I just want to be like sitting in like a steam room that isn't too hot. And like, I want like a sound system playing like waterfall sounds and like a high frequency sound.
Now I feel bad that you were in like literally the opposite environment of that.
No, I was having so much fun, but I was just like, can I tell you where I want to be right now? Just like to everyone who would listen. And they're like, oh, that sounds so nice. It was great. I was feeling very zen, which was good because I feel like I encountered a few people that were like, I'm so high.
I like sat down on Mr. Liz's lap and I was like, how's it going? I know you're really high. He was like, oh, it's good. It's just like interesting observing all the egos. And then I was like, what do you mean? He's like, oh, like my egos. Like, like one of me wants to be people to think I'm cool. And then another like ego is like, none of this shit matters. And then another one is like,
fuck.
I was just like, oh my God, you're so funny.
Oh, wow. That's pretty, like, that's an amazing experience to have at a bar like the one that we were at, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Like,
I've been on mushrooms in that bar, and it is quite an experience. Yeah. Let's just say that.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's an interesting bar to be on shrooms at.
It really is. Should we dump into one of our topics?
We can dump and jump.
Let's just dump
and
in.
Jump.
I'll dump it on you. So I came up with a new game. Where
you know I love an Amelia game.
So I really wanted to do three examples, like three rounds of this game, and I could only find two in the time that I was looking, which will surprise you when I tell you what this is.
Okay.
So I'm going to read to you the comments on an article, and you're going to try to guess what the article is about.
Oh my God. I love this.
I love it too. I really hope it hits like I'm expecting it to.
I love reading comments.
Oh, I know. So that's the thing. I went on Facebook to look for comments, and I don't know if they have new filters on there or what, but everyone's being so fucking nice on Facebook. I was looking at like Kardashian articles and Taylor Swift articles, and everyone's like, she's so beautiful. I'm so proud of her. I'm like, what has happened to Facebook?
Maybe they got some better monitoring or like flagging systems.
Yeah.
For like hate speech. Probably not.
I mean, they might have, though.
Just based on the hate speech that I see on Instagram every day. I'm like, what? I'm trying to figure out where the worst comments are.
Me too. I honestly think it's Facebook. I thought it was Facebook until
Facebook
today.
Facebook is just like knuckle dragging stupid.
Well, it's,
you know,
knuckle dragging boomers specifically, which is a special kind of dumb, you know?
And that's more like, I think that's entertaining.
Absolutely. They're so fun to read.
Twitter is annoying as hell. Everyone on Twitter has gotten so obnoxious. And then you, like, when you look at the comments, they put the people who pay for the blue check mark at the very top.
Yeah,
so you see a bunch
dumb.
Of these dumbass, misogynistic, very problematic comments, like just at the top of a post.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's way more than I've ever seen before.
Oh, for sure. It sucks.
I've seen,
like,
way more violent posts.
Oh, my
on
God.
Twitter.
Me too. Like videos. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. Showing everything. Yeah. That's what we get with free speech, y'all.
I miss how Twitter used to be. Just dicking around and sharing memes.
Whenever I see a video, I usually go into the replies to see context for the video, but you don't get that really anymore because it's all people that have paid for blue checks being like, yeah, but look at my video. Yeah, but
I do see a lot of that where it's like, yeah, you're watching like a video or looking at a meme, and then like it's a bunch of replies with other memes. And it's like, are they trying to get it to be reposted somewhere? I don't know. And it's a
probably.
Meme that is not related to the
at
original
all.
Thing.
At all.
It's very confusing.
It's so stupid.
And then Instagram is just like a bunch of people who want to be mad about literally fucking nothing, which that is Twitter in a way, but Twitter is way more like violent in my opinion.
Yeah.
Instagram is just a bunch of idiots. Yeah. TikTok is a mix. Sometimes you see dumb ones, but I think for the most part, like, if you're watching a funny video, the comments on TikTok are going to be really fucking funny.
Yeah. I know. I love when you send me a video humor. And you're like, comments.
I'm like, you got to read these comments.
So fucking funny. Okay. Are you ready?
I'm ready. I'm ready for this.
All right. I'm going to read you three comments from this article and you're going to tell me
what I think the article is about.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. First comment. Pretty sure any woman could do this if they chose to. Second comment. That's 300 minutes she'll never get back. Third comment. TBH, she's hot, and if it brings in a grand a day, then anyone would be doing it.
First, I think, is it an article or is there also a video?
There's an article.
Okay. I think it's about an influencer. And she's like, hey guys, so a lot of people were asking me about this.
Okay, that's a good guess.
Here's how you can make an extra $1,000. What is it, a week?
Mm-hmm.
She lost 300 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And then the first comment you read was,
pretty sure any woman could do this if they wanted to.
I'm going to guess that she is selling her toenail clippings.
Can you imagine if you were right? That would be fucking insane.
It would be.
But
I think it's going to be something. Oh, my God. I don't even know.
Do you want me to just read it to you?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm so excited.
Annie went viral recently for claiming the title of Australia's most sexually active woman, suggesting she slept with over 300 people in a single year.
Wait, I saw this. Wait, she made $1,000? So she's a sex worker.
Now she's explained how she managed to hit the 300 mark, a number which most of us would believe is totally unachievable in the 365 days available. Annie is an OnlyFans creator and makes around $1,000 a day. She makes $1,000 a day from her content. She said she was utilizing her OnlyFans popularity to engage in collaborations and then used popular dating apps to meet new partners. She also has around 8 regulars whom she meets up with each week. Annie said, sex makes me feel good. It's meant to make you feel good. It's just fun and exciting. It's messy. The messier the sex, the better. I feel empowered afterward.
Good for her.
Yeah, hell yeah. So I saw this article pop up on Lad Bible, which fuck Lad Bible, honestly. But anyway, that's for another day. Pop up on Lad Bible, and I bookmarked it because I was like, I bet you anything the comments on here are fucking heinous. Like, people just being like fucking skank.
Well, most women could do this if they tried.
Yeah.
These bitches aren't even trying to fuck 300 guys.
The comment that she's just, those are 300 minutes she'll never get back, made me laugh.
That is a really fucking
good
one.
So fucking hard.
Oh my God.
But people, for the most part, I mean, like, a lot of the comments were like, I don't understand all this negativity in this comment section. And I, like, really couldn't find much.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, I wonder, this got me thinking.
Were the comments just slut shaming?
A lot of them were slut shaming. A lot of them were like, oh, she's probably looser than, whatever. And then there were like people who
don't know how vaginas work.
Yeah. And then there were people commenting like, this is, what if she had sex with one person 300 times? None of y'all would be saying anything about it.
That's fair.
Which is so true.
Yeah. Oh my God. If a single guy was like, me and my girlfriend have sex every fucking day, they'd be like, hell yeah, brother.
Yeah, absolutely. Totally. Yeah. I mean, I truly believe that men that don't want their partner to have a lot of previous sex partners are just bad at sex. So they don't want to be compared.
I think that's so bizarre.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Why does that bother you so much?
Because,
like, literally at the end of the day, it's just because you're insecure.
Yeah.
And if you can't get to that conclusion, there's a lot of other shit you probably can't get to either.
Absolutely.
Like the clit. Anyways.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
The clit conclusion.
She's probably a millionaire.
Oh, absolutely.
If she makes $1,000 a day for 300 days.
Mm-hmm.
$300,000 easily, but then she also has OnlyFans that she's making money off of, and she's clearly seen a lot of success on her OnlyFans, as she claims. So I'm going to guess this bitch is swimming in money.
For sure.
Swimming in cash.
And who gives a fuck what she's doing with her body? That was another thing. I was reading these comments and I was like, this affects these people 0%.
My only concern is, okay, if her publicizing that she's a sex worker, is IRS going to come after her now? Well, I mean, if you're charging...
She's in Australia, so I think the laws are probably different.
Because if you're charging people for to have sex...
She's making the money on OnlyFans.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, so she's not... It's not... She's not being paid to have sex.
Oh, okay. That makes a lot more sense.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, okay, yeah. She's up to her tits in cash, for sure.
And I love that for her. She's also super hot.
Yeah, she is very beautiful.
All right. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
First comment. Shaking my head. She's there to enforce the rules, like judge. It's not about her feelings getting hurt. Maybe this is not the job for her.
Okay. SMH. She's there to enforce the rules,
mm-hmm.
like a judge. It's not about her feelings getting hurt.
Mm-hmm. How did you memorize that whole thing? I read it once. I'm trying that to remember. Word for word.
I'm remembering the pieces.
Yeah.
Okay. Continue.
Maybe this is not the job for her. It's the last part of that comment. So a player bad-mouthed for a call he disagreed with. Big deal. The punishment doesn't fit the crime, but whatever.
Wait, reread that one. A player bad-mouthed.
So a player bad-mouthed for a call he disagreed with. Big deal. The punishment doesn't fit the crime, but whatever.
Okay.
Is that the only comment? The only two? Those are the only two that I got that weren't too revealing of what it could be.
I'm going to guess that this is about a man-child tennis player having a fit that the ref like made a call and he disagreed with it and was like a fucking asshole to her and she was just like, I'm a human.
That was a really good guess.
Okay. I'm excited to hear what it actually is.
A German female referee gave a red card to Turkish player Karim Demirbay. Player told her, quote, you should stick to the kitchen, unquote. The referee wrote that in her report and FIFA suspended him for 5 matches. And as part of his suspension, he'll officiate one woman football match, too.
He's going to officiate.
Why would they want him to do that?
Yeah, that doesn't teach him anything.
No. I mean, he's going to be a misogynistic prick during that, too. So, but yeah, I mean, the comments on this, there weren't other ones I could screenshot because they were all like so obvious to give it away. But like, I'm going to send you this. It's heinous what was going on in this comment section.
I mean, and I'm sure to be a ref.
Yeah.
For these things.
Uh-huh.
You got to know your shit.
Totally. And have like really thick skin. But like, you know, it's a good opportunity to teach someone a lesson.
I also don't think that. Well, in that first comment that you read to me doesn't make sense then.
No.
She's there to inform.
She's.
It doesn't matter. But where
it's not about her feelings getting hurt. Maybe this isn't a job for her.
Where in the whole thing does it even say that her feelings were hurt?
They don't. But I mean, this man Isaac clearly thinks that
he's assuming her feelings were hurt
because his feelings would be hurt.
I don't think her feelings were hurt as much as she's probably just like fuck this guy.
Yeah. Absolutely. I would do the fucking same. I don't give a fuck what this guy says about me, but it's like, you gotta like, talk about
fuck
women
you,
that way?
I'm the one calling it.
Yeah.
And then he just got punished.
Mm-hmm.
She wrote it in her report and he got punished for it.
And he's probably fucking fine on money, you know? Five games is like, he's probably didn't go to like Fiji or something, you know? Take a little vacay.
That's annoying.
That's super annoying.
That comment annoys me now.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? you need Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Which, speaking of men's feelings getting hurt, this was another thing I wanted to talk about, how dramatic men are. Like,
yeah, like the man flu.
Yeah, the man flu, the whole thing of, like, you know, when you, like my ex was this way. I would tell him, like, oh, you did this thing that hurt my feelings. And he'd be like, well, I'm the fucking worst. I'm the worst boyfriend ever. I guess I'll just never talk again.
I have something to say. How much you want to bet his mom fucking does that?
Oh, easily.
Where his mom's like, oh, so then I'm a terrible mother.
Oh, for sure. For
sure. You just had such a bad life because I'm such a bad mom. So that's the only way he knows how to, like.
That's so fucking true.
Convey that he's upset that you're upset.
But this is like a common thing that, like.
Oh, yeah.
I know so many dudes that do that. But it's just a way to get out of any sort of, like, being faced with, like, the consequences of their actions. Mm-hmm. Just being like, well, I guess I'll go kill myself. Like, hold on. Like, nope, I'm just talking about my feelings.
I feel lucky that I haven't dated anyone like that.
Bless your heart.
But I have dated guys who cry. So, and that throws me off. So yeah. When I'm like confronting them about something, they'll just start crying. And then I'm not used to seeing that at all.
Yeah.
I've never seen my dad show any emotion other than like his two feelings are happiness and anger. There's like no in between. I've never seen my dad sad. So I just like when a man is crying and it's a man that I'm in a romantic relationship with, I'm like,
right.
Oh fuck.
Yeah. It is difficult to deal with.
We can figure this out. I'm wrong.
That's the thing. And I think because men too often weaponize their tears, that's mm-hmm. why so many of them think that we're weaponizing our tears when we cry.
Oh yeah.
When it's like
that's such a good point. That's always
first thing that they jump to. They're like, "Well, you're fucking manipulating me." And it's like, "Well, I'm sad." And it's because they're doing that shit.
Yeah. Oh my God, I didn't even realize that.
Brain blast.
Wow.
Anyway.
Now I'm thinking about I feel like he's my most annoying ex. When we would get into a disagreement, I can hear like the cadence of his voice in my head where he'd be like, you know what I mean?
Absolutely. Whiny. Yeah. Like very toddler, petulant child.
I sound like a sim.
It's so annoying. Thanks for playing that game. I'm glad that it worked. You know, now I know. Mm-hmm. I'll find other articles and mm-hmm. other comment sections, and
that
we will play.
Really good. I love that.
Thank you.
I thought of it myself. Guess the article based on the comments. Guess what this is about.
Thank you.
Just remembered I watched this on TikTok.
Oh my God, yes.
I watched it from Your Rich BFF on TikTok.
What's her name?
Vivian.
She follows me on TikTok.
I love her.
She's so great. We should have her on.
Ooh, yeah. She can tell us how to money.
Yeah, I love it. I need to know how to money.
Well, statistically, women are undereducated on money and like saving money and things like that because, well, we weren't allowed to have
money
or bank accounts. Yeah, or jobs for a very long time.
Yeah.
Women didn't have their own bank accounts until the 70s. Right? It was either the 60s or the 70s. Mm-hmm. I think it was 64.
I'm going to look it up. I'm going to fact check you.
Well, because I was just remembering. I was like, can't remember if it was very close to
74.
Okay. I was off by a decade. Anyways, she.
Sorry. Technically, women won the right to open a bank account in the 60s, so you were right. But many banks still refuse to let women do so without a signature from their husbands. So you were
right.
What
the fuck? That's some dumb shit.
Okay, go ahead.
So she stitches this video where this woman is she's sharing practicing for the Rockettes audition in 2004 with my awful ex-husband. So she does her little audition and then he's like, that's it. That like fucking sucks. And he's like being rude to her. And Vivian's like, if your man is not showing up to support you like Drake at every sporting event he's ever been to, like, you need a new man.
Real.
But she explains that when you have a more supportive spouse, your income is higher. Like, you're more likely to succeed at work and get better jobs and get paid more if you have a supportive partner.
Damn.
And
that makes a lot of sense.
So she was basically saying, if you have an unsupportive partner, they're like robbing you of your money, because you're likely to make up to $4,000 more a year with a supportive partner.
Damn. Don't tell the men that, because they're going to keep being dicks so that they keep being the breadwinner.
I mean, if a man's a dick to me, I'm not going to like be supportive of him.
Yeah. If a man's a dick to me, I'm going to castrate him.
No, if anything, men should be so supportive of the women that they're dating that we can just let them fulfill like their sugar mama dreams.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I love that for them.
Let me take care of you.
It really does make so much sense though, that it would like enable like women to want to like do better, because I've realized since I've been dating Frank, like I like push myself a little bit more because I'm like excited to tell him exciting shit, you mm-hmm. know? Like there's like that like fun new like, oh, I have somebody to share this with now.
That's so true. Yeah. Like if you are dating someone supportive, you're like excited to tell them about your wins.
Yeah.
And stuff.
Yeah.
That's so true. That's such a good point.
Thanks.
Damn.
I got two that's such a good points from Liz this episode so far.
When I was watching this, I was immediately thinking of Frank because of how he's just like, yeah, he literally shows up to everything in your life like Drake at a sporting event. He's so excited. Front row, big thumb finger, number really one does. Fan.
He's going to cry when he listens to this part of the episode. He's going to text me and say, I cried.
See?
He's
there. He is
supporting me like Drake at every sporting event.
And I was when she started saying that sentence too, she was like, if your man doesn't show up to your life like Drake, I was like,
yeah, where are you going with this,
Drake,
girl?
Is suddenly nice to women?
Right, no, just to LeBron James.
This is conflicting information based on what I said last week about Drake.
Well, no, it's just for other men.
But I thought that was a really interesting factoid. So, fellas, you need to be cheering on the women in your life because that helps them make more money. And who doesn't want a little bit more cash, you know?
I do. Who doesn't want a little more cash? Yeah, I do. I was just making sure I wasn't answering a double negative or something. You know what I mean?
I was like, wait, did I say a double negative?
Fucking backed into a fucking trap there. Stumbled across this article that's women are sharing the sex moves they wish men didn't copy from porn, and there are no lies detected. And I thought it would be fun to go through them.
I cannot wait to hear this.
I bet I've thought about maybe all of these from time to time. It really is an epidemic. Like men, like grapes. I haven't talked about grapes in a very long time. Grapes would like throw me around. He had me like changing positions every like 10 seconds. I'm not even kidding. And then he would throw me into the position. Like,
oh, I forgot you guys had sex.
So porny. So porny. And it's just like
every 10 seconds.
That's how it felt like. There was like right when we'd like get into the position, he would change it. And I was like,
that's
what's
probably
going
because
on?
He is watching porn and skipping through. Am I wrong?
No.
Skipping through the porn.
You're
to
so
get
right.
To, and then now they have the little markers where it says like missionary.
Do they?
Doggy. Yeah. You haven't seen that?
On Pornhub?
Yeah.
No.
They've had that for a while.
Fuck.
It's not on every video.
Well, I also love the context, so.
I wonder if AI is taking over that. I don't know. I wonder if they add those markers themselves, like the creators.
Maybe.
Anyways, I bet he's doing that, or I bet he's like switching between videos like real quick if he's like, oh, I need to watch something else now.
That's so funny. Now he just thinks sex is that way because he's fast forwarding through so much. That is so fucking funny. Okay, are you ready?
Uh-huh.
The first one is thinking that we orgasm from 2 minutes of penetration alone. Real. Have you experienced that?
No.
Dudes that are like two pump chumps and then they're like, oh, did you come? It's like, what?
Do you know what coming is?
And I would just say like, yes, because I was like, this isn't going anywhere.
Oh, I would always say no.
I know. Like, you're better than me in this aspect. Like, I've not lied about an orgasm for a very long time, but I was habitual for a while.
I think that's insane.
Yeah. But it was like because of it was men like that where I was just like, they don't give a fuck.
It reminds me of like season one of Euphoria when Kat was cool before like Sam Levinson decided to like fuck up the best storyline in the whole show.
Yeah.
But yeah. She like gets done like hooking up with a guy and he's like, did you come? And then she's like, no. And then she just walks away. I was like, bad bitch.
I love that energy.
Bad bitch energy.
Yes. Two, if there's anything we should agree on, it's the lack of moaning. I really don't get how men can be so silent, but when they are, it's the biggest turn on.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Don't be quiet.
No,
please.
Let me hear how good you feel.
I don't necessarily want it to be loud.
No, but
we have neighbors, but.
I think they think that it's like feminine to moan.
That would make sense because porn is so like.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah. The men are like.
Affect me.
Yeah.
Just let it. Well, and I can understand why it feels awkward to make sound because I used to be just like completely silent. But I think like just like losing your inhibition in the moment with someone that you trust, like don't overthink it. You know, if you got to make some noise, it's like when you're eating something that tastes good.
Yeah.
It's like,
give me a. But during sex.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Fucking good ass fucking chicken.
Wait, have you seen the guy? It's like a video of this guy. Like, I don't know if it's like a college cooking show, but he's like so good. Like, Mr. Liz from? And I don't know. I've only funny. Seen that clip. But anytime we are eating something that's delicious, we go.
That's so funny.
It's in the throat.
That is so funny. Three, I really don't understand the appeal of dick slapping. Help me understand. I also don't understand it.
You don't either. I remember when that happened to one of my friends in college. We were like,
dude, I've gotten hit in the face with a dick so many times. Yeah. Or like slapping it on my leg. I'm like, what?
Why?
Am I supposed to feel a type of way? I don't know.
Does it feel good to them?
No, it must not. there's no way it
does. We should ask. We need to do some field research. Okay, people with penises, let us know.
Yeah.
About dick slapping.
Like.
Why?
Dudes love slapping their dick on my tongue. That's happened a lot in the past.
I've never experienced that.
If this is starting to feel like a me problem.
I don't think it's what's wrong with you. I think that.
What's wrong with my taste?
You're just less likely to be like, what the fuck are you
that's
doing?
That's true. I
than
do.
I am.
I enable this behavior. I know that's true. Four, I once had a guy use his tongue to rapidly flick my nipple like a deranged lizard on steroids. I might not hate
that. That is really weird.
But I might not hate it.
Yeah.
But I mean,
I don't know. I think I would think it's a little weird.
It would be. You would have to close your eyes.
Yeah.
Like seeing that from
I'd
that
be
angle.
Like, at this point, just like pinch it a little bit, I guess. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Do that downstairs.
Yeah.
We don't need it upstairs.
No. That's a good point. Five. What kind of porn are they watching that makes them think fingering is so aggressive? Take it easy.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Uh-huh.
It's like, what are you trying to do down there?
Yeah. That's so fucking real. They get their whole, like, arm involved.
Yeah. No, you don't need to do that.
It's like, what? And in porn, there's just so much.
That's true. There's a lot of arm.
A lot of arm and a lot of squirting.
You don't need to do. This isn't a bicep, tricep workout, baby.
No.
This is all in the wrist.
And maybe
all in the palm, all in the wrist.
Maybe some people like it.
That would hurt.
That would hurt like a bitch.
Yeah. Especially if your nails aren't short. And if they have like the like hangnail, like the dryness on their hand. You know I'm right because it's all scratchy.
Yeah, yeah. No, I know you're.
It's gross. Yeah. I think a pro tip is to, we've talked about this. It's like the flicking almost.
Yeah. A little come here motion.
But not like curling. Not no. like curling come here. No.
Like a little push. Little up.
Like, yeah.
You just, yeah, Google it.
Google it.
Google's free.
Google how to finger someone.
Yeah. Do it in a private browser, though, because you're going to get some ads.
That's true.
Going faster when you tell them something feels good / you're going to come.
Oh, my God. We were just talking about this.
It's true. Don't change a goddamn thing. Keep up the same pace.
Yeah. When you're like, I'm about to come, just keep doing the thing that you're doing.
Yeah.
I hate when they do that.
They're always like, well, I haven't tried my cool thing yet. And then they fucking do the cool thing that isn't
and cool. Then you just decline. And then you're like, oh, I'm embarrassed for you. Mm-hmm. And now the secondhand embarrassment is just making me want this to stop.
Yep.
So I can masturbate while you're in the bathroom.
Damn. That's so true. That's so sad. 7, choking without asking. Just because it's a porn trend doesn't mean we all want to be surprise asphyxiated.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
True.
That's insane.
I mean, that's a consent thing.
Yeah. Unless that is like explicitly talked about between you.
Yeah.
I don't. Right. Yeah, that's a big no-no.
Doesn't hurt to just check in.
Mm-hmm.
Excessive dirty talk. It just feels like narration to me. You know, I think some people actually like it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because there are like narrative porn videos.
Yeah, that is like that.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah, that's true.
You know? So I don't know. Teach
their
own. I
think that's also one of those things where it's like, okay, are you doing this because you think that's what I want? Or are you doing this because you like it?
Right.
Because if they're doing it because they enjoy it, cool. Let's like get on the same page about that. But like if she hates that, you don't need to do that.
No.
If you feel like you need to say something, why don't you guys like go over a few different lines?
Yeah. Get a little script worked out.
Yeah.
Do a little rehearse.
Improvise. See what feels right.
Yeah.
Have fun with it.
Oh my God. This is such a common one. Asking what's the biggest dick I've ever had. Why do you care? This ain't a dick measuring contest.
I actually don't think I've ever been asked that by someone that, like, I've hooked up with.
There. Yeah. I'm just going to leave that there.
Have you ever seen a dick as big as mine?
Like, what's the biggest dick you've ever seen? It's like,
I don't know. I think they want you to say. I'm sitting here and looking
clearly
at
yours. Can you imagine a dick bigger than yours? Doesn't fucking exist. That's what they want you to say.
Oh my God, I've never seen any penis.
Oh my God,
only like yours, daddy.
Yeah, it's like another leg.
It's so big.
Oh wow.
Also, like I need everyone to understand that like having a big dick like doesn't make sex better.
Yeah,
I think on maybe for some people, but for me, like I know that my G-spot is not very high up, so.
Yeah, sometimes my cervix is real low.
Oh, yeah.
And that is not.
And that shit hurts.
It's not a pleasant experience.
Yeah, if you've ever had a really big dick and you're not a big person, it's not fun.
No. It's not about the size of the boat. It's about the motion of the ocean.
Honestly, it really is. And sometimes it's about the size of the boat. If the boat is like a little dinghy that goes to the actual boat, then we're going to need some friends involved.
Yeah. And you know what? Even if you have like the perfect sized boat, sometimes we need some friends involved.
Yeah. I guess I always need a friend involved.
I love friends.
Just a little extra paddle, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
A like, motor reserve.
Well,
just full of analogies today.
Emergency oar.
Emergency oar.
Some of these I very strongly disagree with, so I'm skipping through some of them. Pulling my hair like the friggin' reins on an irritable horse kills the mood for me. Guys in porn hold on to the hair because it keeps it out of the woman's face for the camera. I didn't know that. When you yank my head back like you're about to waterboard me, I won't enjoy anything after and you'll owe me a chiropractor for a month.
Yeah, I think depending on the situation, like if you're giving someone head and they like are grabbing your hair, it really limits your neck motion.
Absolutely.
And it just makes I'm going to get a kink in my neck if you like keep holding on to my hair this tightly.
Right. Like I'm 30. Like we're not fucking around with my joint health.
If
right
you
now.
Just feel like you need to be holding on to something, feel free to like hold some of it. But like if you're holding it at the root and not letting loose at all, like,
yeah,
you're not going to be receiving the best head that I can provide.
Yeah, absolutely.
Maybe
you're ruining this experience.
If
both
you need
of us.
To be grabbing. What if they like grabbed your face? I think that would be hot.
During
not like hard, but like, I don't know,
during head or during sex,
if they're, if I guess both.
Yeah
during sex I feel like that's more like
fair game.
I guess it depends on the position too.
Totally.
Just be conscientious of the hair grabbing,
yeah,
and what you're doing, because I just would like prefer to have some neck mobility.
Yeah, and like, you know, sometimes I got a pretty strong scalp, and sometimes people go a little over the top.
Yeah, just like a little tug.
Yeah, do a little like
little tug at the back, at the root.
Yeah, just to show me who's boss. Show me who's boss. And finally, spreading our butt cheeks apart while doing doggy reverse cowgirl. What, do you want fuck? Me to fart, bro? I think about this all the time. Like, me and Frank call it, like, if one of us is like, if he asks if like I'm in the mood to have sex, and I just shit a lot that day, I'll be like, oh, I had a big poopy butt day. Because I think all the time about there just being a straight shot directly into my butthole.
Big poopy butt day. That's hilarious. I fucking love that.
So, like, I don't want to anybody looking at my asshole.
I don't need all that air in my butt. Yeah. You know? I'm not...
Like, I'm gassy enough.
I just don't need... what's it called when you have a... When you spray shit in your butthole?
Bidet.
No.
Oh.
Like a medical... thing.
Enema.
Oh yeah, I don't need an air enema.
Oh,
you know, that's how I feel. And I feel like it's just also letting more air into my vagina, which then will make queefing happen. And queefing is so awkward and kind of funny, but I don't want to be doing it. I don't want this fart noise to be coming out of me.
Right. No,
because you just, all you do is move and it's like,
okay. I don't remember if I was talking about this with you or who I heard talking about it.
I mean, we've talked about queefing,
but
a bit.
But why should we be embarrassed about like, they're the ones that did it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And I like, it's not necessarily a bad thing either.
No,
it's a neutral thing, but it's just like, in, I don't want someone to think I'm farting.
Right.
Is the thing. And even though
that's true, that's the difference.
A normal man does not give a shit. A normal person doesn't care.
Yeah.
So I think that even though they don't care, it doesn't mean like I'm not embarrassed, you know?
Right, yeah.
But it's like, a weird thing to get over. You could just feel that air bubble coming out.
Like, if I was the person in that was doing the penetrating and somebody queefed, I'd be like, oh, sorry. Because that's your fault.
Mm-hmm.
You're sticking this thing into this hole and it's creating a sound. I didn't do shit. This isn't my fault.
I didn't do fucking shit.
It's not my fault, you know?
I think it's, well, because I'm also like,
justice for
you,
holes.
You're just getting some air. It's kind of like if you're drinking really fast, mm-hmm. and you swallow an air bubble,
that's the drink's
that's
fault.
Kind of how it is. Yeah, it's fuck that drink.
Justice for holes.
In general, I think queefing is a neutral experience. It's like a neutral thing that happens.
It's the Switzerland of sex.
Yeah, it's not. It's neither bad nor good. It doesn't indicate anything specific other than, yeah, when you're putting it in, you got some air in there.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it has to come out somehow.
Yeah.
That's the only way out.
Fuck. That's so true. Yeah, where else is it going to go?
Yeah, it can't go up. Name anything that's gone up from the bottom and then come out your mouth.
Oh, it comes out of your mouth? Maybe if you boof?
Nothing travels that... What'd you say?
Like butt shots?
Yeah.
Yeah. Eventually, it might make you throw up. Does that count?
Mm, yeah, I don't know. Put a suppository of vodka in your butt.
Mm.
It's insane to me that some people do shit like that.
Yeah. You can die really easily that way.
I believe it.
A direct shot to the blood system. Don't do it.
I remember someone saying, like, this also feels like lore. It feels like an old wives' tale of, like, girls putting vodka-soaked tampons inside of them so they get drunk faster. Like, I'm not saying it's never happened, because that's just the rule of life. If you can think of it, it exists. And something that is this accessible has definitely happened. But I don't think it's common.
I might have told this story on the podcast. A friend of mine was going to a festival in Vegas and was trying to sneak drugs into the festival. So they put like a bag of Molly into their vagina to sneak into the festival. And then the bag opened in their vagina. And they were like, am I going to get high? Like, what's going to happen? And they were fine for a while. And then it hit them.
Mm-hmm.
And they were...
I was like, oh, yeah, you're going to get
high. Rolling balls. But that's like... That's awful.
So did all of the Molly dissolve in her vagina?
It was just like her portion of it. Like it was her drugs. Okay. But yeah, she got that would scare me.
But still, was it all of it?
Yeah.
All of the Molly dissolved in her.
Yeah, like the whole point like was there was nothing left in the bag.
Oh my God.
Yep.
Oh my God.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be like squatting, digging in there. Like.
Oh no, I'm sure she did.
Jesus
I would
Christ.
Be panicking.
I'd I'm be like, sure I that's know. Happened. To a lot of people.
I'm sure it has.
And I think my biggest concern would be like getting an infection.
Yeah.
Like, am I going to get a yeast infection from this?
Right, that could not like be good for the pH.
No. No, absolutely not. That would totally throw off your pH. That it just sounds itchy.
Yeah.
And I don't want to be high on Molly and have an itchy vagina.
No.
Being itchy down there is so uncomfortable.
It really is. And yeast infection itch never feels better.
Yeast infection itch is...
You could scratch all
literally
day.
Literally painful. It's so painful.
It
Well, no, scratching makes it worse.
Scratching makes it worse or it doesn't affect it at all.
It's just one of those things that when you have it, you know.
Yep.
You know it's a yeast infection the second you have it. You're like, this is deeply uncomfortable and somehow painful, but also not.
You know, outside of... being so in love, this is like the best part of being in a relationship is not having all these different sexual partners, because every single time I would have sex with someone new, I would get a yeast infection every single time.
Yeah, that's so interesting,
because it was like an environment
pH.
Yeah, that was like being introduced that my body wasn't used to,
and I would interesting.
Every time I've probably had as many yeast infections as I've had sexual partners.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's so interesting.
Yeah, it's not cute.
Huh. Well, congratulations on no longer having yeast infections.
Thank you. I'd like to first thank
I feel
Jesus.
Like I should shake your hand.
Thank you.
I'm proud of you.
Thanks, Liz. That means a lot. You know, this is
I'm
a big...
giving you the key to the city.
For having so many yeast infections in the past and
well,
getting
for
over
overcoming
the hump.
Them. Yeah, overcoming the yeast infection.
Getting over the hump?
Yeah. Zing.
All right.
We do a lot of high fives here. Oh,
wow. We have a lot to high five about.
We really do.
Well, anyway, thank you so much for listening. We
love you, our children. We got it in the end.
That was pretty good, actually. Yeah. That felt good from the jump.
Next week, we'll come back with more energy, more zest, a new pizzazz.
Fucking give them the old razzle-dazzle.
Yeah, we're going to razzle-dazzle the fuck out of you, and you'll only know that if you made it to the very end, if you're still listening right now.
So
we're gonna razzle and dazzle the fuck out of you.
Strap up.
I'm setting myself up.
Wear protection.
Really gotta live up to this.
Well, I'll start stretching now.
Bye. Like, well, now how do we end it?